This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Mandolinist Sam Bush is considered by many to be the father of what's known as Newgrass, the more progressive form of bluegrass music associated with the late Bill Monroe. Bush is bringing his band to the Lyric Theater this Saturday. While he's not exactly a household name, Sam Bush is well known to fellow musicians who credit him with inspiring new generations of pickers. Greg Bass listens in.
Or someone else holds you and whispers your name.
Like Bill Monroe before him, Sam Bush grew up on a farm in Kentucky surrounded by a family of musicians. Both fell in love with the mandolin and with traditional music. But there the comparison ends. Unlike Monroe, who grew up in the 1920s, Sam Bush came of age in the era of television that brought the stars of the Grand Ole Opry right into his home.
Saturday afternoons, Nashville Channel 4 would run five country music half-hour shows with Grand Ole Opry stars. You have the Bill Anderson Show, Ernest Tubb, the Wilburn Brothers, Porter Wagoner, and then my favorite at 6 o'clock would be Flatten Scruggs. Seeing their fingers, it was like a teaching video.
As a teenager, Sam played fiddle well enough to win several national competitions. As a prodigy of both the mandolin and the fiddle, he was eminently employable and found work after high school with his first bluegrass band, the Bluegrass Alliance.
So we played in bars around Louisville and didn't realize how tight we were getting, playing 5-6 nights a week, and you got to really be tough, especially back then when you had a PA with one or two mics, no monitor speakers, and there wasn't a quiet audience you ever played for. You're playing bars and happy to have the work.
The band got good reviews at the few festivals they played, but the Bluegrass Alliance was too traditional for Sam and most of his bandmates who grew up on rock and roll. So in the fall of 1971, the band dissolved and reformed as the Newgrass Revival, a group that would create their own genre of music.
Well, it was kind of exciting because they were doing something that was so new.
In the documentary Revival, The Sam Bush Story, music photographer Jim McGuire recalls his reaction to the new music.
What they were doing was just totally different, off the wall, crazy off the wall, and people didn't quite know what to think of it because it was all these, you know, these hippies playing this weird jazzy bluegrass, but the musicians, they're the ones that realized that they were really doing something very different and really important.
After 18 years, the Newgrass Revival passed into history in 1989. Sam Bush then spent 5 years backing Emmylou Harris as a member of her Nash Ramblers. Then in 1996, he formed the Sam Bush Band, and they've been a staple of the festival circuit ever since. Their playlist reflects the eclectic tastes of their leader.
For me, variety is a great part of music. In other words, I don't want to hear everybody play the same way. I want to hear different things. I love Talking Heads records. You know, I love Jean-Luc Ponty. But one of the greatest things I uncovered that I apparently bought a couple years ago and hadn't heard it, an old record called Muddy Waters Folk Singer. That's one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life.
Bush is a particular fan of reggae legend Bob Marley.
Growing up around bluegrass, you know, you have your way of playing rhythm, and we all copied Bill Monroe. A mandolin chop, just a simple playing rhythm. Then, years later, hearing Bob Marley and the Wailers, it was like this light went off because the first thing that attracted me to Bob Marley and the Wailers was not Bob's voice. It was the rhythm guitar of Bob that sounded like mandolin to me. It sounded a lot like the way bluegrass players chopped mandolin rhythm. So that got me interested in reggae, and Bob's songs were just universal.
Bush has a new CD of original material he hopes to have out this summer. While he may not be as famous as Chris Thiele or Dave Matthews or the Avett Brothers, after 5 decades of making music, one thing is evident when you see him play. No one has more fun than Sam Bush. For WBHM, I'm Greg Bass.
Hot tomatoes and they're red hot. Yes, you got them for sale.
You're listening to Morning Edition on your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN.